When I looked up at August, she was pulling a black book from the box. "I gave your mother this while she was here. English poetry." I took the book in my hand, leafing through the pages, noticing pencil marks in the margins. Not words, but strange little doodles. Spiraling tornadoes, a flock of V's, squiggles with eyes, pots with lids, pots with faces, pots with curly things boiling out. Little puddles that would suddenly give rise to a terrible wave. I was staring at my mother's private miseries, and it made me want to go outside and bury the book in the dirt. Page 42. That's where I came to 8 lines by William Blake that she'd underlined, some words twice. "O Rose, thou art sick. The invisible worm that flies in the night, in the howling storm, has found out thy bed of crimson joy, and his dark secret love does thy life destroy." I closed the book. I wanted the words to flow off me, but they had stuck. My mother was William Blake's Rose. I wanted nothing so much as to tell her how sorry I was for being one of the invisible worms that flew in the night. I placed the book on the bed with the other things, then turned back to August, while she reached down into the box again, causing the tissue paper to whisper. "One last thing," she said, and she drew out a small oval picture frame of tarnished silver. When she passed it to me, she held on to my hands for a second. The frame contained a picture of a woman in profile, her head bent toward a little girl who sat in a high chair with a smudge of baby food on the side of her mouth. The woman's hair curled in 40 directions, beautiful, like it had just had its 100 strokes. She held a baby spoon in her right hand. Light glazed her face. The little girl wore a bib with a teddy bear on it. A sprig of hair on top of her head was tied with a bow. She lifted one hand toward the woman. Me and my mother. I didn't care about anything on this earth except the way her face was tipped toward mine, our noses just touching, how wide and gorgeous her smile was, like sparklers going off. She had fed me with a tiny spoon. She had rubbed her nose against mine and poured her light on my face. Through the open window, the air smelled like Carolina jasmine, which is the true smell of South Carolina. I walked over and propped my elbows on the sill and breathed as deeply as I could. Behind me, I heard August shift on the cot, the legs squeak, then relax. I looked down at the picture, then closed my eyes. I figured May must have made it to heaven and explained to my mother about the sign I wanted. The one that would let me know I was loved. A queenless colony is a pitiful and melancholy community. There may be a mournful wail or lament from within. Without intervention, the colony will die, but introduce a new queen, and the most extravagant change takes place. The queen must die, and other affairs of bees and men.